intended to go in my assessment, as was the plan all along. And it's hard to get into a, it sounds like a large and maybe at this point unsubstantiated assertion, but I think I will be able to substantiate it in future work on this. And it's substantiated already to some extent in my essay, A Guide to Understanding the Hoax of the Century. But I would just add that what you're describing is the sort of, you know, the weirdness of the standard that was applied, the incoherence of it, is a reflection not of the fact that the authorities got things wrong. It's a reflection of the fundamental intrinsic nature of disinformation, which is not a scientific or an objective category, but which refers in its real sense simply to that which the government or the ruling bodies find inconvenient at any time. It's whatever is a challenge to them is disinformation. And you can see that in these wild fluctuations in what counts as disinformation. One day it's disinformation to say that masks work. Another day it's disinformation to say that masks don't work. There's never any accountability. There's never any fundamental revisiting of the mechanisms by which these decisions are made. These decisions are never subject to democratic checks. They're totally opaque. And that's as they're intended to be.
Here is what I find depressing, frankly.